welcome back to my podcast. Okay, so first of all, I want to seriously apologize. I feel like I do this like every time. Like I'll come for a while and then I'll disappear. But I'm really trying to change like this attitude of mine. So I want to first apologize for like not being available for like the longest time. I won't say I was taking time off for myself, but like that's a horrible excuse. So let me not use that at all. But I hope you guys have been doing fine. I hope you guys are cool. So yeah. Okay, so today I'm alone. So we're going to be talking about how it's okay to be alone. That's what we're talking about today. Alright. So first of all, what does it actually mean to be lonely? To me, yeah. Being alone like relates to when you feel like, okay, so like the first part of being alone, it relates to like how you feel like you have no one to talk to or like relate with at that particular moment in time. Do you get? Like it can be for like a particular period, it can be for like a long while or a short while. I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. So that's how I feel about like being alone. So for like most people, okay, I know some people like enjoy like the comfort of being alone. They enjoy the comfort of like having their own like space and time to like think, relax, do whatever they want, and that's actually very, very calm. I feel like it's very important like for us to like have time to ourselves to like think about things on our own and like reason and process things the way they're actually meant to be processed. Like, to be very honest, I feel like there's some certain things that like some certain decisions or some certain things you have to like think through by yourself without like the distraction of like people around you or like people trying to butt into like that particular situation. Do you guys get? So yeah, so I know that's for like some other people, yeah, being alone can actually make us feel sad or unwanted, but like I said, it's very important to have like alone time. It's very important to have like times where you can be on your own and like you're comfortable with being on your own. It's not like being alone doesn't always have to be something negative. It doesn't have to be associated with something negative. Do you get? I feel like when we're surrounded by people, they can like, there's a tendency for us not to be able to like think of situations as deep as we want to or as deep as we're supposed to. Like if you're surrounded or like you're distracted by people around you, the particular situation at hand, like I've said this before, you won't have time to like calm down and like process those feelings the way you're supposed to or the way you want to. It's like being alone actually like really helps that. Please let us like make it like an effort to be fine with being alone. When like a while ago, it was even till now, I find it very hard like to be by myself. But I had to like learn about like how important it is to do that. Like I've always been scared of being alone. It's like when like before I got into university, like running little errands around the house, like not around the house, like if I'm sent out, I'm always scared of going alone. And then when I got into university, it was like a very horrible thing for me to do. I couldn't walk around campus by myself because I was always like scared. And like shy, and I don't even know why, because like I don't really think anybody cares that you're walking alone or like they see you alone. Nothing's going to carry you. I don't know, it's just like fear of like what people would have thought about me if they saw me walking alone all the time. And to be honest, I really don't care anymore. Like I'm trying very hard not to, but like it's gotten better since then. So like in like no matter how much you think about it, there are certain things that we still have to do by ourselves. There are things that people cannot follow us to do, or people can't like help us achieve, or people can't help us do. There are certain journeys in life that we actually like have to go through by ourselves. I'm not trying to get, you know, extra or deep here, but like I'm just like saying there's things that we actually have to go through by ourselves. And it's important that like at this, I don't want to say young, but like at this like age that we're in, we have to like learn that and understand that, because you actually don't want a situation where like you're in your 20s and you're actually still depending on people to follow you to go and buy groceries for your house or like for your apartment, or like you just started working and you want to go and eat lunch and expecting somebody in your office to follow you. Like, don't get me wrong here. It's nice to have people around you, but we have to be comfortable in our own space. We have to be comfortable alone. It's very, very important about like for that to do that. English. It's very important to do that. Okay. So it's important to think about some things alone and make some decisions alone. Like I've said this before. That like no matter how I'm a very indecisive person. Like, I'm a terribly indecisive person. So, like, little things, yeah, like, little decisions, whether it's, like, oh, having to think of what to eat at night, or, like, if I want to go somewhere, or if I want to, like, do something, I always get very indecisive about it. Like, especially food. I'm a very picky person. So, like, I'm just, like, oh, can't someone, like, just help me pick what to eat, and I'll just eat what it is. I'm telling you, these things, like, it may seem small, yeah, but like to an extent it becomes like a really big deal when you're not able to like make like these decisions by yourself. So we have to like try to make sure that we're like to make sure that we're able to like make decisions by ourselves without the influence of anybody. Like something that you know that you've thought about like thoroughly by yourself, and you're like, okay, this is the decision I want to make. Because like later in life, even though it may seem like right now we don't have like really tough decisions to make, we would have to make these tough decisions one day, and we can't be running around and be like, guy, now come and help me think about what to do about the situation. Or like you're running to your parents like, you guys come and help me think about what to do about the situation. Do you guys understand? We have to like understand like that fact. Yeah Okay, another thing, please. I know like a lot of people like say this like very, very often. Please let us keep in mind, we came into this world alone, therefore we are all going to leave this world alone. Like, it's something that probably everybody has heard, but it's like something a lot of people still don't get. You came into this world alone, you can, so therefore you know that you leave this world alone. The lifestyle of always being like, oh, me and this person are always together, me and this person do everything together, it's cute, it's nice. Like, it's fun to have a friend beside you, it's nice to have someone with you all the time. But it's also, it becomes, for me, like when I see people, like, when I know that, okay, this person and this person are, like, together constantly, I'm like, can't you guys, like, do anything by yourself? Not, like, in a bad way, but, like, it just starts to seem like you guys are, like, always together for every single thing. If one person is like, oh, I have to run somewhere, like, okay, I'll follow you. Like, why? Like, why can't you just do it by yourself? Why can't you just let that person do it by yourself? Codependency is not a very good thing, you guys. Please. Codependency is not a very good thing. Like, depending on other people, it's like a bad thing. Like, there's some good things to it, because like when you depend on other people, you know that, okay, they're for me whenever I need help. But like in the end, there are certain things we have to do by ourselves. Like, it's very, very very important to understand that depending on people all the time, it's not going to get you anywhere. You're just going to be a grown-up that has the mindset of a child that can't do anything and can't make decisions by themselves. And everybody wants to be independent, everybody wants to make their own money, everybody wants to live their own life in their own homes. Like, everybody shall want to be very, very good and settled in life. Let us not allow codependency to ruin that for us. Like, that mindset is actually absolute shit. Like, it's rubbish. We have to like eradicate such things from our lives. Do you get? So yeah, there are obviously times when if we are being alone, it leads to these terrible thoughts, and then being around people can serve as a distraction. But truth be told, yeah, there are times when you're going to be alone. Maybe you're in the bathroom, or like you just like ran out to get something. These thoughts will keep coming back. That is true. There's so like you can run for it for enough time, but like English, you can run for from these thoughts enough, but like you will still end up like returning to them, because they are your thoughts. Yeah, like you are the one thinking these things. If you have like negative feelings, negative thoughts, and you feel like being around people is going to help you, that thing is just, it's going to help for a period of time, not forever. That's the truth. So we need to like, we need to find a way within, like within ourselves, like within yourself. You need to find a way to be like, okay, I can get rid of these thoughts, these negative things I'm thinking about myself, or these negative things I'm thinking about someone else. I can get rid of these thoughts. Like, it's not very easy. It's not very easy, but it's a process that we have to start. We can't keep running away from the things that, you know, are hurting us. And it's very, I think it's very, very sad that, not like sad in like a bad way, but like it's heartbreaking that there's some people here whose thoughts are like their worst enemies. Like, you are your worst enemy. Do you understand? It's not a very, very good thing. Like, mental health is so important, especially when it comes to like this thing of like being alone, like being all right or being okay to be alone. Like, your mental health is like super important. So please let us not take it lightly at all. Whatever it is that you're feeling, whatever it is that's making you feel sad, I want you guys to know that you'll be okay in the end. We'll all be fine, truth be told. Everybody's going to be okay. So let's all just like keep being happy. I don't mean like keep smiling and be acting as if you are happy when you are not. So if you feel like deep down, you know that you're not happy about something, you're going through something serious, please reach out to people. It's very important. Like, although it may seem like in this part of the country, yeah, people are like, what do you call it, like not interested in talking about mental health, you'd be shocked at the amount of people who are like serious about mental health, you get. So feel free to reach out to anybody to talk about how you are feeling. If there's something that you're going through and you actually want to talk about it, please feel free to reach out to anybody to talk about it. You can reach out to me to talk about it. It's very, very, very fine by me. I like talking to people. Like, I like listening to how people feel. So like, if there's any way I can help, I will help. Like, that's the kind of person that I am. So please, you guys, our mental health is actually very, very important. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this episode of Series. Please, okay, also, I don't know if you guys saw, but like, we have a new poster. A new, like, Jesus Christ, a cover. We have a new cover art. I'm going to keep mentioning it. The graphic designer is amazing. Thank you so much, Tanya. Like, it's very, very, very lovely. And now, Solis has her own Instagram page. It is at @the.solispodcast. Please, you guys, feel free to share your thoughts. Feel free to text and talk about anything you want to talk about. Like, tell me if there's anything you guys want me to talk about. If there's anything you guys feel I should speak up about. And if you guys are feeling down, if you guys feel like you need help, or you guys feel like you just want to talk to someone, please, I'm right here to talk to you guys. I'm very, very, very willing to do that. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you guys have an amazing day, an amazing week, and an amazing rest of the year. Thank you guys so much. Bye.